Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's July 15th, 2014. Today's broadcast will be a continuation of yesterday's conversation in its entirety. You'll hear from Herb and Marge Ketchum, Chuck and Nancy Schweitzer, and today we'll be focusing on answered prayer. These couples were over the other day, and we had such a great time around the dinner table that I asked them to come into the studio and share some life with y'all. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link. We'll begin with my recap and then hearing from Marge Ketchum. Marge, I began with you yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and it was kind of funny. And anyone that knows me, I can jump all over the board. And I know I listed a lot of topics, and we were going to begin with your recent miraculous healing and story. But I also wanted to do some backgrounds so people could hear some of your own faith journey and how God has been at work at your life. So do you want to begin at the beginning and how you came to Christ, or do you want to work backwards with the recent healing and miraculous work he's doing now?
Well, I can begin at the beginning.
Yes. Okay.
When I was a teenager, my sister and I went to a church camp down along the Wabash River. During one of the sessions, we were led up a path to the top of a bluff that overlooked the river. We had a program of different journeys that different ones had come. And coming up this path, there was a nest of hornets. And in order to get through those hornets, to get to the top of this bluff, to overlook God's creation down onto the river, and the sun coming down as it was setting, it made me know that in order to get to God, I had to come through those hornets. And this was at a very young age. I was in my early teens. And it stuck with me all these years. And as we were talking upstairs, my mother died when I was 15, but she left with me a heritage of prayer. And family members around reinforced that. And through that got me up to marriage with Herb. I came from a previous marriage. He came from a previous marriage. And then we had one son. And between us, there were 8 children. And there was many, many, many times of prayer through that. And coming into the present time, in 2000, with the radio station, we went to Israel. And once again, in the Jordan, being baptized, reinforced what I had given my heart years and years ago, was a new beginning. And from that point on, you had mentioned earlier that you had seen growth. Well, it started renewing from that trip. From that point then, I worked at the university, encountered this dreaded fibromyalgia that seems to attack a lot of people. And it started through stress. Through that, one thing and then another health-wise. But through much prayer, not only from her, but from church family and friends and children, my back started giving out. And I had gone through years of going to the pain and spine clinic for injections and would have a little recovery here and there. And then I'd think, okay, this is okay. And then from that, finally, the good Lord said, well, I've let you go through this and you've been faithful. And now I'm going to put in your path a surgeon that I know has a heart for the Lord. And I'm going to put him in charge of your surgery, and you are going to have surgery. So this was where my Dr. Sibley came into being after all this time. And I had my surgery on a Tuesday. I had told him that I really wanted to be out by Sunday afternoon because Herb and the singing men at GNN were going to have a presentation, and I did not want to miss that. So I was determined, and the senior intern came in and said, well, now I have signed all my paperwork and this and that, but I have to wait And I said, was there a problem? And he just kind of took a sigh and said, well, Dr. Sibley is in church with his family. And I said, oh, Dr. Casey, don't apologize for that. Where else would you want a surgeon to be but in church with his family, being a father, giving them those children a role model, teaching them where the gifts come from? And through that, then on Sunday afternoon, I was out by 3:05 and back into Savoy in time for the singing men. And as we came up to the entryway, Herb had gone on in and our daughter was with us. And I'm not sure what the lady's name was, came out with a wheelchair and said, you should use this. And I did, and was taken down to the front row where I was able to thoroughly enjoy the testimonies of the different men in the singing men group.
I know some of the miraculous behind-the-scenes prayers, because at the time, I know Herb said it was going to be a lengthy surgery and such, and they'd have to do this. And Herb, didn't it end up getting simplified, or after they got in or opened her up or said, hey, it's not so involved, or it's not as bad as we had thought, and the healing started coming right away?
Yes, they were going to take the L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 lamina of the spine. That's the little ridges on your spine. And when Dr. Sibley got in there and seen that he needed to only take half of the L1 and L2, which led to have more stability in the spine. But then they opened up the core and reamed out or cleared out the stenosis or the arthritis that had built up so badly. But from a month ago, I was in a wheelchair because I couldn't
walk.
Oh,
yeah, you were in such pain. I was in intensive pain
every day. We walked out at Homer Lake. He walked 4 miles a day, and I would go one and a half, and then it dwindled down a little bit, and then it was walking with a cane, and then it was in the house with a cane, and then with a walker, and then with a wheelchair. And it was at that point. I went in the first Friday of June, and Dr. Sibley said, I will have you in to have surgery by mid-June. And they didn't have appointment for me in either of the hospitals that he was with, but the good Lord stepped in, and on the 16th, I got a call and said, can you be here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, surgery tomorrow morning? And it's like, thank you, Lord. Prayer is answered. We always don't see it right when we want it or when we expect it, but it comes. It comes.
I'm thinking, you know, I was excited to continue our conversation from yesterday, and if somebody's just tuning in, they're going, hey, what's going on? I missed yesterday's program. But in the studio with me is Herb and Marge Ketchum. Herb, you all know as the radio servant, and Herb and Marge have been married for 46 years. And what else, Marge?
I was just going to say, the day that you started the very first broadcast was on our wedding, or was on our anniversary of our wedding.
Oh, that's right,
and
Easter Sunday, April.
It was Easter Sunday, and so I can always remember when this radio station started. It's because you did that on purpose.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we wanted to celebrate your anniversary with the thousands of listeners.
Right, right. Yes. And so it worked out.
And also to your left, my right, is Nancy and Chuck Schweitzer. And Chuck sings with the Singing Men of GNN as a singer-songwriter. You've heard me feature some of his songs over our playlist and had him in the studio over the years. And the other day said, hey, let's all get together, let's have some lunch. And we had such a wonderful community time sharing over our dining room table that I said, hey, everyone, come down to the studio. So if you were tuned in yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard some of that conversation, and we talked about Father's influences in our lives and some of our testimonies and God sightings and answers to prayer. So thank you for staying over and continuing this conversation today. And what do you think about answered prayer, Chuck? And I know you were are part of the Singing Men of GNN that, as Herb on Monday night would share updates on Marge and the pain threshold that she was reaching, just always agonizing, unable to almost walk now, you know, many months back when she was in the car accident, and they weren't even quite sure what even triggered that kind of maybe a blackout. So we've had Marge in our prayers for a lot of times, and, you know, on Monday nights, many times there are prayer requests shared. So what do you think about this story?
I know that God does answer prayer. I've seen it over and over and over since my salvation. And in my ministry, I've seen so many things beyond number, but I know that it does happen. Mm-hmm. We like to call them God sightings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very appropriate phrase to use, because although we might not see God himself, we can surely see his hand in action.
Now, Nancy, both you and Chuck were a part of last month's National Day of Prayer Task Force gathering, and that's going to be coming up this Saturday. So let me do a little plug for those of you that have a heart for praying and want to be a part of a monthly gathering. We have breakfast and then some fellowship time, and then pray over some specific communities throughout Champaign County, and then some various prayer requests that are shared from the group. But we're going to meet this Saturday, July 19th, at the Denny's Restaurant in Champaign, 702 West Town Center Boulevard. We'll be gathering at 9 a.m., done by 11. Our good friend Bob Bridgewater helps host that. And if you need more information, just call the station at 217-367-7777, or you can call Bob Bridgewater at 217-480-6671. That's 480-6671 if you have questions about this Saturday's prayer breakfast at Denny's Restaurant in Champaign, July 19th at 9 a.m. So, Nancy, tell us a little of some of your prayer experience, prayer involvement, and answers to prayer.
Oh, wow.
A whole program, right?
It's an exciting life being a Christian and watching God answer your prayers. I could share a humorous one at this point, but I won't. But my very first prayer answered. But throughout the years...
Now, come on. You can't say it. Was it like over weather, Lord?
Well,
let it snow tomorrow?
Way. It was a very, very close ex-relationship.
Okay.
A
little boyfriend years ago.
A new marriage. Newly married. And he had a big mold, you know, thing that hang out like a sword on his face. And I didn't like it. And I had been saved a couple of weeks and started just learning about praying and how to pray and God answering your prayers. I'm going, well, we'll try this. And I did. And I asked God to, you know, get that thing off his face. And it dried up and was gone in 7 days. That was the beginning, man.
The beginning of prayer.
I'm on it.
Yeah, if God can remove mold, just think what mountains he can move, right? That
is... Yeah, ain't no mountains here, boy.
Yeah.
But I have seen women.
I don't know if I can face Chuck anymore. No, I'm trying to think if we could use some little...
That's funny. I had a young girl that I went all through school with. And I began to work with her. We hadn't seen each other for a couple of years after graduation. Here we are in the same similar areas where we were working. Found out that here, this little boy that she had married, they'd been together since sixth grade. 6 years later, after the marriage, and they're in their, you know, mid-20s, later 20s, he's divorcing her because it has now been discovered going to Chicago and everywhere that she no longer can have children. She cannot have children. It's not going to happen. And I spent 3 days. It broke my heart. I knew her. She was a neighbor. I grew up with her and her sister. And I knew her husband. He went to school with us. And I went out every day and sat on the hill, beautiful summertime, to eat my lunch, where I used to eat my lunch. I fasted for 3 days, several meals in a day, for God to do a miracle. And within 6 weeks, she found out she was pregnant.
Hmm.
God does answer prayer.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one of the big ones. You know, that happened twice where I worked. Another girl could not become pregnant. And her, of course, her husband wasn't threatening to divorce her over it. But she had been clear up to Chicago for all kinds of tests. And there was just no way she was ever going to have a child. And I prayed for her. And they've got one child that I know of, at least today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God answers prayer. But the thing also that is so beautiful about it is that it isn't just the answering the prayers that stimulate our spirits. What blesses God and then the blessings turn back is that we talk to Him.
Yeah, the communication between us and God.
You know, one of my favorite scriptures, you know, is in Hosea. I think it's 1:9, you know, where God's really talking to the Israelites. He's so discouraged. He's hurt because they're all in ritual. It's a ritual thing. You got to do this because God tells us we have to. And you could just hear His heart in this scripture. He says, you know, I don't want your offerings. I want you to love me. I want you to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that for the first time about 20 years ago, I said, Lord, even though I was born again, I was in love with God and Jesus. How do I get to know you? Wow, that's a big one. And He has taken me on that journey where He answers prayers according to His will or ability. Some people think that we click our hands, God's going to answer everything that we ask Him to answer. And then when it's not answered, then they feel like God's not hearing them. He don't care. You know, maybe their faith is weak. On the other end of that spectrum, that if especially when it's a particular person and situation, God can move and will move and make a change. But the other recipient at the end of your prayer also has to be reciprocated in their own heart and mind. You know, and sometimes God's got to chase him a few years before he finally does bring him back around. But I have seen so many answers to prayer, and I can only say there's only two out of 43 years that I haven't seen answered.
You have seen them. That God's just saying, wait, or not now, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I've made the statement, I may not see those answered now in my lifetime,
right.
But as long as they get answered, I'm happy.
Yeah, and in God's economy, He has so many answers that are layered or different than what we imagine, and yet a lot of the answers to prayer are that process that He takes us through. Herb, I know you can testify to this. God wants our hearts. He wants us surrendered. He wants us obedient. He wants us leaning into Him. He wants us many times to come to the end of ourselves because we're not ready for that prayer to be answered because maybe we're not praying with the knowledge that God wants to give us, like, that's not the best way, Mark, or there's another thing I'm going to do, or you're not ready yet, or you need to still learn, or you're trying to do certain things in your own abilities and you're not leaning into me. And I know, Herb, you testified yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friend, how Marge, behind the scenes, had been praying for you to walk faithfully, praying for you to serve Him now these many years. So you've seen a lot of answered prayer throughout your life, I would say, right?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. In fact, I somewhat hate to admit this, but it seems like the older you get, the more clearly you see how He has answered prayer, and you come to the realization that there's a lot of people out there very concerned about you, concerned to the point they'd lift your name to the wonderful Creator for your benefit. I can't exactly explain that, but I can now see that so clearly, where in past years, I couldn't see that. I'm not sure why that is, but there is an advantage to becoming a senior.
Life lessons learned.
Absolutely.
Hey, realizing for the listener that maybe just tuned in or missed yesterday's broadcast, I have four dear friends in the studio with me. We had a lovely lunch together, and after various conversations and community that was being built, we said, let's go to the studio and share with our Great News Radio listeners some of our lives. And so I'm going to ask all four of you to just close our time in prayer for that person that's maybe struggling in their relationship with God, that maybe through this program or the broadcast throughout the day or the ministry of music, they'll grow closer to God. For the senior saint, may they celebrate the avenue of prayer and spend some time themselves in prayer. Or for somebody in between, from the senior saint to the skeptic, that they'll see communicating with God as a wonderful thing. So Herb, how about closing out our program, and then Marge, and then Nancy, and then Chuck, and I will conclude this edition of Mark and Friend.
We'd be glad to, Mark. Gracious and wonderful Father, You've given us such a wonderful opportunity, each one of us, regardless of where we're at. You're watching over us as a good father would. Father, You know that this world is making so much noise, trying to get our attention, trying to pull us away from You. Father, I just ask that you would help us, strengthen us, clarify our minds to the real and important things of life. Once again, Father, we do come to you to thank you for this very special time together. And for those listening to my voice right now, the satisfaction of knowing who gave you life is unbelievably pleasing and so wonderful. Thank you now, Father, for this time together. And we lift all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Father, I too come humbly before you in this studio with all the activities and everything that has gone on in this day, and opening up our hearts and our minds to everyone that is in the listening area, and knowing that prayer works. Sometimes we don't recognize that miracles happen. And we know that Jesus said to the lame, "Do you believe?" And pick up and walk. And that's what I've done. And through prayer of my church, through prayer of my family, and there are people praying for you. You may not know them. You may not realize that they're even lifting you up for whatever circumstances you have. But through the radio, you may be encouraged in some way or another to know that God loves you and others love you as well. And they are lifting you up daily to bring you to the point of knowing that you are loved by God and by others. And I just thank Mark and everything that this radio ministry has to offer. And I just give you thanks and praise, Lord, for everything in Jesus' name.
Oh, Father, we thank you for this time and this opportunity that you've opened up. I believe there are hearts out there that are in need to hear from you. Hearts that have tried to hold on in the realm of beseeching you to answer prayers and to see their needs and the ones that they're praying for. Sometimes, Father, I know that it gets really hard, but I ask that you send your spirit, Father, to encourage every listener that needs that one little punch in the arm, that little lift of the spirit, that their eyes be lifted up to you, to the hills of heaven from where comes their help. I ask that for those who need it to be renewed in their spirits, in their minds, because the road has been long, it's been weary, and it's been hard and discouraging. Father, lift those up, those hearts up to you. Reassure them that you do hear their prayers. You hear the cries of their heart, for they do not walk alone. You walk beside them, and you carry them when they are weak. I ask you, Father, for those who are struggling in prayer with maybe the disappointment within themselves or a great failure and a great fall, I ask you, reveal yourself as the God of mercy and the God of forgiveness and restoration. Renew their hope in a God who wants nothing but to be their Father and they to be His child completely. Lord, I just ask that you bless every hearer, that they will be able to relate in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And that they will hear the song of faith as they listen to the broadcast of the prayers that are answered, the hope and the renewed strength that you have given to those here that have spoken. I ask you, bless them and bless this ministry of music, this broadcast. Bless Mark and his little family, Father. And I just ask that you bless all the listeners. And I thank you, Father. And I give you the glory and use it for your will to call your children closer to you, to remind them you are faithful. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I pray in agreement with all that's been prayed over here. Thank you, Jesus.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.